over the Kimball Knights out of the DAISD by a score of 49-0. Hi, everybody. Kevin Longquist to take you through the Willow Park Baptist Church halftime report. Let's get you a quick look at the Alito sports page. On Tuesday night, the Lady Cats volleyball season came to an end in the Class 5A Region 1 quarterfinals as the Lady Cats lost a heartbreaking 4-game match to Canyon Randall. And it was a very, very tight match, but they lost. They won the first game 25-20, then they lost the next three 25-23, 25-21, and then 29-27. The Lady Cats finished their season at 29-17. We want to thank Claire Gay, the head coach, for bringing us all the information throughout the course of the season. We wish them nothing but the best of luck as far as the offseason is concerned once they get it cranked up for the 2020 season. Class 5A state cross country meet was at Old Settlers Park in Round Rock, and that's why I'm going to be extending this halftime segment out here a little bit longer, because we have the guests of honor who are in competing in that meet last week. In the boys' side, Graydon Morris, the senior who has signed with the University of Texas, won his fourth consecutive state championship, winning a tight match over Michael Abeda out of El Paso Hanks. Won that by less than 1 second over Michael Abeda. Wins his four-peat by a time of 14 minutes and 33.43 seconds in this. They were neck and neck for the first 2 miles, and then within one and two tenths of a second of a second within each other. The boys, meanwhile, they finished sixth overall. Fifth runner was the difference, as Lucas Lovejoy finished fifth overall. El Paso Eastwood, by the way, won the state championship. On the girls' side, Gracie Morris finished second overall. Excellent time for her, 17 minutes and 25 seconds. And 16 seconds. By the way, signing day was on Wednesday for all the fall sports, as Alito had 19 student athletes sign their national letters of intent with their respective schools, and that's why we've got two of them here with the twins. On my left, which you can't see, but on my left is senior Graydon Morris, who signed with the University of Texas, and to my right is his older sister by 2 minutes, Gracie Morris, who signed with the University of Texas as well. Both great to have you with us. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for being a part of this tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's start off with you, Gracie, because I know that this was kind of a bounce back year for you, because you were going through an injury part of last year, caused you to miss some meets. Let's talk a little bit about your build up toward this year and what your goals were. Obviously, you want to win every meet, but just talk about your building back and coming back from your injury and that sort of thing.
So my main goal this season was just to stay healthy, just try to make it back to the top was definitely one of the goals. But so this summer I just started training really hard, but took a different approach this year. Mm-hmm. And then the times just started dropping and started coming really easily to me this year. And I felt mentally I was in a really good place too. Mm-hmm. I definitely have a different outlook on the competition. I was putting too much pressure on myself, and I realized I needed to take a step back and just have fun with it. So
let's take us through your performance down at Old Settlers Park. It was my understanding from talking to Mike Pinkerton, your head coach, that you all were expecting kind of a muddy conditions because of some rains that had moved through there. So what was the course like there, and then getting through it? And what'd you think of your time and just your overall performance?
The course ended up not being bad at all. It was not muddy. It was perfect. I was really happy with my performance. I ended up having a respiratory infection, so I was struggling breathing. And as I turned the last corner and could see the finish line, it felt like I was about to pass out. So I was just trying to make it to the line at that point.
Yeah, as far as I have a lot of respect for cross-country runners, because the fact that it's such a different sport. This is a sport where you either want to do it or you don't want to do it. It's really up here in your mind. And it also is part of your heart, too, wanting to do through it. And you've experienced that for all 4 years here at Alito.
Yes, definitely.
Let's turn to you, and congratulations on your season. By the way, Colleen Stigman won the overall championship with a time of 17 minutes and 17 seconds. As for you, Graydon, for you winning a fourth consecutive state championship, there had been so much hype on you and your career and trying to, can he do it? Internally, how do you try and put that in perspective and say, I've got to focus on this race and forget everything else that I've done in the past?
So as the build up to the big race, you kind of just have to block it out so that you can train with a clear mind and not let that influence your decisions and make you make stupid decisions in training. And so the pressure did get to me a little bit. I was really nervous the day of the race, but I kind of just, like you said, I blocked out all of that. And I was like, okay, let's just focus on today and try to get the win. And whatever happens, happens.
When you come into him, I mean, you've probably run against Michael Abate in the past years, and so you kind of know who he is. He knows who you are. It's kind of like a scouting report that you all do on each other. So as you're preparing for this race down there, what did you kind of have to say, okay, I might have to anticipate him doing this or this, and so I might need to be doing this or this if I see this. How did you kind of mentally prepare that against him?
So he's a very aerobically strong runner, meaning that he goes to the front and he pushes the pace from the gun. And so, like, our approach to training this season was a little bit different than seasons in the past where I would focus a lot more on the speed aspect, where this year I did a lot more mileage so that if he were to go to the front, I could hang on and then hopefully come out on top at the end.
This race with him was so back and forth. As I was trying to, and I didn't say it very well, but you guys were basically within 1 to 2 tenths of a second with each other, because I was looking at the state meet results, and they had it marked in the first mile and then the second mile and, of course, the finish. And you guys were just, like, right next to each other on this. So how much is there, like, peripheral vision looking at each other kind of going through that sort of thing? Because that's as tight as this was.
Yeah, it definitely makes it very stressful during the race, because you're, like, a lot of times you can, like, kind of tell that, okay, I've broken this person. Like, I know I've got this race in the bag, but it was never like that. I mean, even when I went to the front with a half mile to go, and then I rounded the last corner with about 150, he came up right next to me, and I was like, I still haven't broken him. So it makes for a stressful race, but a fast time, so I was happy with it.
How did you think, you know, in the finish, how were you able to, if you will, survive and get across the line less than 1 second before he did?
It kind of just, like, I started thinking about all of the training that I put in the season, and then all the expectations of those around me of trying to come back and get that final title. And so, like, that kind of just provided that extra motivation I needed to find that extra gear in the last 100.
So I'm going to ask both of you, what drew you to be runners? Is it in your family? Is it just something you both saw and said, you know, I want to do this, and then just kind of you just kind of stuck to it? I'll start with you, Gracie.
His first grade teacher saw us running around at recess a lot, actually, and her husband coached a summer track team, and she just started, like, talking to my mom about it and, like, trying to get us to do it. So we eventually went out there and just fell in love with it. I mean, the first couple seasons that I ran, I would come in almost dead last every single race, but I just absolutely loved it and stuck with it.
For you, I mean, obviously the same story, but what was kind of your motivation to keep doing it, besides obviously, you know, being, you know, encouraged to stay after it?
I just, like ever since, like, a young age, I've just had, like, a genuine love for the sport. I mean, even when I wasn't good at it, I just, like, the feeling that I get when running, I don't get in any other aspect of my life. So it's just kind of like that draws me back each day.
So the both of you, as you all have gone through very successful high school careers, how did you all lean on each other, push each other, you know, in your daily training, even though it's obviously the distances are different, but how did you guys kind of lean on each other throughout the course of your high school careers? I'll leave it with you, Gracie.
I mean, just, like, watching Graydon, like, everything that he's accomplished just, like, inspires and pushes me to, like, try to be as good as he is and accomplish, like, the same things that he does. And then, like, on days that I, like, don't necessarily want to practice or, like, be out there, he just, like, is constantly encouraging me and, like, telling me, like, it's going to be worth it.
Same for you, Greg?
Yes, the same.
And both of you signing with the University of Texas, actually track scholarships, distance runners, I'm assuming 16, 3200, that sort of thing. Is that correct?
And the 800.
And the 800. Same for you, Greg?
I'm going to try to do the 5K and the 10K in college.
Okay. What did that mean to you on Wednesday to sign? I mean, this, look at that. I mean, you guys, because the fact that some first grade teacher saw you guys running around out there, said, you know what, you guys might be good at this. And now here you are with an opportunity to continue this love, this passion to do it in college. What's that mean to you? We'll start with you, Graydon.
It's just an unbelievable opportunity. Just like sitting down and talking to Coach Watson at UT and then getting to meet all the guys and everything like that. It's just an amazing group out there. And then the resources are obviously amazing too. And so, like, to get to call that home for the next 4 to 5 years and just see how far I could take my running career is something that's it's a true honor.
And for you, Gracie?
It's just nice to finally see, like, all the work we've put in, like, paying off. And then same thing, like, the team and, like, was just absolutely amazing. And I'm excited to see where they can take me.
All right. Listen, we've really enjoyed watching you guys throughout, or at least following you guys throughout the course of your high school careers. Congratulations again for everything that you all have accomplished. Most importantly, signing your letters of intent with Texas on Wednesday. Big moment for you and for your families as well. We wish you nothing but the best. Of course, you got a track season that you guys have got to deal with in the spring. But Gracie Morris, thank you so much for being here. Graydon Morris, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
All right, our state champions and our silver medalist, Gracie Morris, up with us, and Graydon Morris, again, four-peat state champion in the state meet down in Austin, down in Round Rock at the Class 5A state meet. Again, thanks to both of them for being with us tonight. We're at the half here at Bearcat Stadium in this Class 5A Division II Region 1 Bi-District playoff match, where the Alito Bearcats lead the Kimball Knights by a score of 49-0. And you're listening to Alito Bearcats football on 92.1 Hank FM.